Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Pam Manocchio, the Grand Opera House Director of Community Engagement.
Hello.
Pam, thanks for having time for us today.
Well, thanks for having me here today. Thanks.
And always, I like to talk to you because you bring such a beautiful spin to the many things that the grant is doing. But in this case, you are doing something a lot more, holistic in nature. Is Summer in the Parks. Do you want to speak to that? It happened a year ago for the first time.
Yes.
And then it's happening again this year. So tell us about the concept, what's behind all that.
Sure. Last year was our pilot program. The grant was approached by the city of Wilmington. The mayor's administration wanted to do something that would bring arts programs out to the neighborhood parks throughout the city so that the residents, the kids and families that are at home during the day through for those summer months can have something fun and creative and safe to do during the days, you know, to help spend pass their time. So we came up with the Summer in the Parks concept, the program. The city selected 8 parks last year. This year we're going to be in 10 parks.
So you're increasing the scope.
We're increasing the scope.
Okay.
Last year were 8 weeks. This year we are 9 weeks. And we will be in each of these 10 parks every week. So once a week we'll be in each park, either a weekday morning at from 9:30 to 10:30 or an afternoon from 12 to 1. And that scheduling kind of coincides with the city's food distribution program. So any kids that are going to these parks to get their morning breakfast or their afternoon lunch will be there at that time so that they can have their meal and then come join us for an arts activity.
There you go. Do you want to list the names of the parks that are involved in the effort this year?
We will be in every district of the city, starting off at Barbara Hicks Park, which is in the Southbridge neighborhood. We're at Price's Run and Speakman Playground, Tatnall Park, which is now called One Love, Haynes and Holloway, Helen Chambers, Tilton Park, Judy Johnson, and Kosciuszko. And those are the 10 parks that we're in every weekday morning or afternoon. In addition to those, we're going to have one special evening, afternoon or evening event each week. And those could take place some of those parks and some additional parks that we are added to the schedule just so we could kind of spread into different parts of the city. So our evening events take place at a variety of places. Old Sweets Church is a new venue we're going to try. Michael's Playground in the Browntown neighborhood. Woodlawn Flats and Union Park Gardens and Stapler Park are just a few of the venues that are added to the other parks I listed.
There you go. Now, what was the experience a year ago? If there's something the project learned, what that was, and maybe then what was the things that probably you don't need to do this time?
Okay. One of the biggest things we learned, and last year, kind of as an experiment, we just put these, our scheduling was done as kind of a pop-up guerrilla arts, we called it. And we would just pick a day and time and a variety of places, and we popped up the art or the programs in these neighborhoods just to see who was going to be there, who would come out and join us. This year, we're in a much more structured schedule. So each park has its day and time that we're going to be there every week so that the residents, the kids and that want to come out and join us, they know, they'll know that we're coming that day.
That you're going to be there
that
regardless
we're going to
of
be there with some activity for them to do, whether it's Monday morning or Wednesday afternoon. We'll be in the same park the same time each week. So that the residents, they can
expect
us.
Well, that makes sense.
We're also working very closely this year with the civic associations and some of the businesses, daycares, camps, community centers that are in these locations. And they will be helping us get the word out and get more children active and involved. So we're hoping to increase the numbers and the participation that way.
There you go.
Because of the scheduling last year, we did learn that some parks were very busy in the mornings, but not so much in the afternoons.
Right.
So we did our selections based off of that information.
when the influx of visits are happening, actually.
Right. And then we're also inviting the community directly. So groups of small daycares might come over. You know, they'll know in advance that they can come over and join us as well.
So this kind of, in your case, that's what you normally do for the grant in general. This kind of reaching out to the community events implies a lot of preparation and planning and behind the scenes coordination. Is not very sexy, if you will, but it's very much needed.
Oh, it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of people and a lot of different networks that we're trying to keep all of the dots connected. Within the city, I'm getting a lot of support from all the different departments. I'm working with the mayor's office, with cultural affairs, neighborhood development, with Parks and Rec, of course. You know, they have to know we're going to be there and maintain the spaces and help us with our publicity as well. And community policing. They all know what we're doing, where we're going to be and when, so they're all going to be a part of these activities.
It makes easier for them knowing exactly where are you guys going to be. And tell us about the artistry of the project. Who's going to be involved? What kind of activities, arts-wise, are taking place? And maybe even where, if you will?
We have a very broad spectrum of activities. Everything, including music, dance, theater, arts, and crafts. So, and a broad spectrum of the genres in each of those areas. So, in theater, we might have Wilmington Drama League giving performing a play in one park. Opera Delaware will also be performing some plays, and Delaware Shakespeare Festival. They do a wonderful introduction to Shakespeare with some games and teaching kids how to do stage combat. With those little foam play swords.
That's so nice, it's
fun and it's safe, but it's also something that the kids will be interested in.
Right. You have to engage them somehow.
Yeah. And we have wonderful visual arts programs with Delaware Art Museum, DCCA. Barrel of Makers does some great craft activities. Eunice Lafayette is a wonderful folk artist.
Yeah.
So they all come into the parks and bring some art pieces or projects that the kids can join in. And it's great for all ages. I mean, we've had everything from toddlers and teens creating things, and their parents will sit down and say, hey, I want to create some art too. So we even have adults taking advantage of Right. And then we've got some really great music performances.
Give us a preview.
Minas is a wonderful Brazilian music percussion instruments and keyboard and singer-songwriters. Delaware Steel was very, very popular last year, and Atiba and Karib also brings out the steel drums. So they do give lessons on the steel drums, and then whoever participates in the lessons can be part of this performance, and they all play a song together.
There you go. So you're preparing the terrain for the big concert, sort of speak.
Yeah, yeah. They'll spend about a half hour of lesson time, and then they all play together. So
Cool.
The participants, every one of our activities are interactive. So there's some, even it's not always just listening to music, but it's participating with the artist, whether it's learning an instrument, picking up a drum and banging along, or doing sing-alongs, or having a Q&A with these professional artists, you know, if you're curious about getting into the business. One of our artists, Eva, she's a singer and a teacher at the Arts Academy at the Grand, and she also does a masterclass setting out in one of the parks. So she brings her students, has her students perform, and then takes some constructive feedback from the audience, and also gives her own constructive feedback to the students. So it's all kind of a learning.
That's fantastic for both the artist and the community. And the idea, based on your comments at the beginning, like it was a year ago, the major is interested in exposing kids to, particularly those coming from difficult neighborhoods.
Exactly.
That probably might not have the chance to be exposed to the arts otherwise.
Right. And with the arts being a more difficult program to get in the schools because of the costs and budgets being cut, with some people don't know how to find their way to the arts activities in the various venues around Wilmington. This is a way to expose them to opportunities to mm-hmm. say, you know, are you here's an arts and art project. Do you mm-hmm. like to paint? And those organizations that we're working with can also talk mm-hmm. to these residents and mm-hmm. explain to them some of the opportunities that we have in our buildings mm-hmm. as well. Because we all have open doors. We all want the community to come visit us. So
right.
part of the problem is getting community to know where we are and how and when to come. So
yeah, because in occasions, Pam, people think that the organization is the building that is that they have to mm-hmm. knock the door and have those right. doors open.
But sometimes you have to go out the door. Yeah, but we're going out to the community and mm-hmm. we are then inviting them back to our doors and saying, you can be part of
right.
what we do.
Let us just give us a mm-hmm. mutual chance to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll continue talking about that, but let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We are very lucky today to have Pam Manocchio, the Grand Opera House Director of Community Engagement, talking about Summer in the Parks, a magnificent program that is going to bring so much joy to kids, to organizations, and it's a collaborative effort, Pam. It is indeed.
It's a huge collaboration.
It is. How many organizations are involved, not to mention the city of Wilmington?
Well, with the city, I'm working with 5 different departments. I have civic associations in mm-hmm. each of the 8 different districts that we're visiting, the neighborhood planning councils.
Mm-hmm.
I have 34 or 35 artists and arts organizations that
Imagine
will be
that.
Presenting.
Right.
And all combined, they compose about 350 individual artists that will be in the parks this summer.
350.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an easy task. Is this consuming your time?
Keeping track of who has to go where? And
so you have a matrix of information knowing mm-hmm. who's going to be at that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, this kind of community engagement activities implies a lot of preparation, planning, collaboration,
mm-hmm.
and tons of Excel spreadsheets.
That's it. Excel right? is my friend. But yeah, I've been very lucky to have the support of uh-huh. all of these folks who are collaborating and partnering with us to, uh-huh. to help make it all happen, because it's not just me. It's not just the Grand.
Right.
It is a full community-wide program that
there
really supports the
And
residents.
It seems to get the traction that we all hope these kind of programs, mm-hmm. arts programs, need to have.
Yes, they need to have it.
Tell us about your experience last year. What was your favorite, and tell us why, if you want.
Oh, okay. I did mention the steel drums, and one day we were in Haynes Park,
mm-hmm.
and Delaware Steel was setting up and just starting to play. They start with just a few songs and performance before they get into some of the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these residents, a woman that lived just a block or two off of the park,
mm-hmm.
she came over, heard the sound of the music. She came over and asked me, because I was the official there, asked me what was going on. What is this?
Right.
And she hadn't heard about Summer in the Parks. And I explained to her what we were doing and,
mm-hmm.
and what our goals were, and invited her to come join us. And she was almost in tears. She said, this is so wonderful. I love having music in our parks. This is the perfect exact kind of thing that we'd be looking for here. Thank you for bringing the activity out. And she did say she went back to her home and said she was gardening. She's going to enjoy the music from her garden, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
And about an hour later, she came back out with her children and grandchildren. And then we had 3 generations of that family joining in, and they
that
all started
amazing.
Learning the steel drums and, uh-huh. and joining in the program. So it was lovely to see her reaction to what mm-hmm. we were bringing to the park there.
Mm-hmm.
It was rewarding, even to know that she was enjoying it from mm-hmm. her back garden or front garden, wherever mm-hmm. she was, that she was enjoying the music. And then that she also, you know, took that extra step to bring her family out and join us and be part of it. So that's what we're doing. That's why we're doing it.
Exactly. And I can tell you, personally speaking, that's the kind of thing that you do enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I love this.
Is that the reason why you do what
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely. Yeah, to see the smiles on someone's face when they discover something new or just, mm-hmm. you know, get up and dance along or, you know, it the arts bring joy to people's lives. Mm-hmm. And to be able to help that happen, you know, that's the most rewarding thing.
And the beauty about this program is that it is building community.
Mm-hmm.
From a different perspective. And it's beautiful to see that the grant is taking the lead of coordinating all these. It takes time. I mean, I can just only see your Excel spreadsheets all over the place because I relate to that. I mean, there's preparation. It doesn't happen randomly.
Right, right. But there's so many great artists in, mm-hmm. in this area, and they're all willing to be and right. happy to be a part of this and share their own passions and, you know, share them with a wider audience and get more people involved. And that's, it's been really rewarding for me also to meet so mm-hmm. many new artists that, you know.
You probably didn't
even
know. I didn't
know that.
Now,
that
to get the details, Pam, about mm-hmm. The activities and if people want to be involved in these things, what do they need to do?
If they can get to the internet, go to our website. It mm-hmm. is thegrandwilmington.org/parks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have a schedule posted. Right now it's our overview, but very shortly we'll have all of the detailed schedules in each park.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a Facebook that we're getting up right now. It mm-hmm. is facebook.com/summerinparks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they'll look
for us
online.
You're going to get all the details
in there.
We've
got flyers that are getting out to the communities door to door and other, you know, community resources as well. So we hope that they'll be, you know, in all the libraries and community mm-hmm. centers. So there'll be
Well, that's
flyers.
Important because not everybody has internet mm-hmm. these days. And if it's for the community to reach out to the community in that proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Since I put you on the spot when it comes to the grant,
yes.
Share many, perhaps the activities that the grant is doing, not necessarily directed to Summer in the Parks, that mm-hmm. is, I understand, consuming a lot of the grant's time. But what other things are you guys doing in there?
Well, for the summer months, we, of course, do have shows on the stages and a lot of really big names coming this summer. So we're looking forward to
it. Yeah, the previews were fantastic, I have to say. Anyway, you want to share a little bit of what's happening?
For the upcoming year,
maybe for the summertime. Just
for the summertime, let's see. Once I can remember, are the sold out shows? I know coming up, we do have Lucinda Williams mm-hmm. Next Saturday. This weekend, we have Jim Brewer, a comedy artist. Mm-hmm. Lucinda's a really wonderful folk country.
Mm-hmm. The list is immense. So probably the best
Morrissey
thing to do
coming,
is...
but he sold out really fast, June 17th. We have Elvis Costello, also right. another big name, and a sold out concert. And
I understand that people during the previews were buying, I mean, making lines to buy the
Yeah, our season preview parties become quite the hit.
Not to mention the food, that it was fantastic. But, I mean, in any event, it seems like people are liking what you guys are lining up.
Yeah, they are. And there's always something new coming out. You know, there are, even when we didn't get shows into the preview mm-hmm. party for the 14-15 season, there are constantly new shows being added. So
right.
Folks so just need to get onto
renewal.
Our website and get onto our email list if you want to get those notices. So when the big names come out, you hear about
That'll
it first.
That'll probably be a good advice. Since you're probably going to take a look to the Summer in the Parks, which is the site is nearby the Grand Opera House, maybe by being there, just switch a little bit and take a look to the many artists that are lined mm-hmm. up for the season that mm-hmm. begins in your case. When does it officially begin, sort of speak?
August 1 is our fiscal year, and we do okay. have a concert at the end of August, mm-hmm. And then shows will be continuing and adding on throughout the fall and winter.
I remember the Chinese acrobats. That got my attention because doing that is like crazy.
We've got a couple of acrobat shows, and they're really great and so uh-huh. entertaining, so talented.
And speaks really to diverse audiences. So I think it's a good mix based on what I saw. But if you're adding shows to that, in any event, you have to keep up with the grant
mm-hmm.
by
We've
taking
got some
a
great
look.
Family shows, too. A lot
Refresh
of
people's
shows
memories. What is your
in.
Website? How can they connect with you guys?
The web is thegrandwilmington.org. Mm-hmm. And if I could also make one more plug for the Summer Children's Theater.
Please do so.
Because if folks mm-hmm. can, with their kids want to come into the Grand, you mm-hmm. will be out in the parks, but you also have a chance to come into the Grand. And we have four shows designed for kids. On July 10th is Goldilocks, mm-hmm. performed by the Wilmington Drama League. Mm-hmm. On July 17th is Wake Me When I'm 16, the Sleeping Beauty story,
that is nuts.
Which is it's a performed by Delaware Children's Theater. It's an original story written by Donna Swajewski of the Delaware Children's Theater.
Uh-huh.
And both of those, although, you know, Goldilocks and Sleeping Beauty are traditional titles, they right. always put a twist on the storyline. So there's something new for the kids to see and enjoy. And the Reggie Show is on July 24th, mm-hmm. and Hansel and Gretel on August 1st also offers an opportunity for kids to audition and be in that show.
Mm-hmm.
So auditions on Monday, July 28th at 10 a.m. Just stop by the Baby Grand if you want to give it a try.
So you're not only connecting with the community, but also connecting with kids, and there's something in it for everybody.
Yeah, something for all ages. Everybody can enjoy the Grand.
Tell us again about, just quickly, because we're running out of time, these programs for kids.
The Summer Children's Theater programs mm-hmm. are at the Grand at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And the information is on our website at under Arts Education and Summer Children's Theater.
Okay.
And the one I wanted to emphasize, Hansel and Gretel, has an opportunity for kids to audition.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, July 28th, auditions, and they'll cast up to 60 kids. And then run rehearsals throughout the week and have two performances that Friday. So that's really great for kids to get up on stage and be part of something special.
There you go. And with that, we have to thank you for your time today and sharing not only Summer in the Parks, but also the many things that the Grant is doing. Congratulations in such a nice way of reaching out to the community, and in this case, kids. Mm-hmm. You have to come when you finish the Summer in the Parks to share the results and the numbers and all that, and the beautiful stories that you've been sharing.
Thank you so much for having me, Germina. I appreciate
being
here.
Thank you. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon.